From the earliest debate over a possible war in Iraq, opponents have criticized the Bush administration's motives. As part of a continuing series of commentaries on the war, Ruben Navarrete says President Bush's motives have been straightforward and sincere.
The Bush administration has earned some Texas-sized bragging rights. It bet the House and won. Americans have heard this line over and over again. George W. Bush was gambling his presidency on the war in Iraq. The first time I heard it was right after September 11, 2001. The administration hinted that the war against terrorism might just lead to Saddam's doorstep. An editor in Dallas was perplexed that someone who spent $100 million to win the presidency could be so cavalier about putting it in jeopardy. Now we know the truth. Bush's presidency was never really in jeopardy. The odds have always been stacked in his favor. The American public gave the president high marks for defending his convictions, even if doing so wasn't always convenient. That's something the press doesn't always get. It's hard to let go of the suspicion that someone else is running the show at the White House. But Bush is nothing if not authentic. What you see is what you get. And what you see is that he never lets protecting his job interfere with preserving his principles. That's how it was here in Texas, when Governor Bush pushed back a California-type ballot initiative that would have denied education and other services to illegal immigrants. He forced his own party to address the thorny issue of reforming the school finance system. As president, Bush really seemed to believe that Saddam was playing games with the United Nations, that he had weapons of mass destruction, and that he would have no qualms about sharing his toys with terrorists. And Bush was willing to defend those convictions, even if it cost him the White House. It's no wonder that plays well with the American people, who've given Bush high marks throughout the war. The idea of a president being willing to risk his office for something he believes in is incredibly rare and refreshing. Dating back to George Washington's threat to resign and return to Mount Vernon, Americans have always been charmed by those among the powerful who are willing to relinquish their power. Count me among them. Call me idealistic. But Americans have a right to expect that those who hold public office might now and then dedicate themselves to something grander than simply holding on to the office. And maybe President Bush feels the same way.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.